us all pray in silence.
让我们同心默祷。
Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us commence morning service.
奉主圣名，我们开始今天上午的聚会。
Sing in 368.
请上诗368首。
Let us only now pray together as God's guidance.
让我们同心合一，一起跪下祷告，求主带领我们的聚会。
In the name of Lord. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主圣名说话。
This morning, I'd like to share with you the topic with God's providence.
今天早上我们要来学习哈，那么神的预备哈。
Please turn to Book of Exodus.
请看出埃及记。
Exodus chapter 2 from verse 1.
创世纪第出埃及记第二章
Exodus chapter 2 from verse 1 to verse 15
到第十五节
Exodus chapter 2 from verse 1 to verse 15
创世纪第二章第一节到十五节
This morning I'd like to share this we can learn from the GodGod's providence from the life of Moses.
我们从这个摩西的生平里面，我们可以看到神的供给，神的这个带领。
Chapter 2 from verse 1.
出埃及记第二章第一节。
Now a man from the house of Levite went and married a daughter of Levi, and the woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was beautiful.She hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she gave him the wicker and a basket and covered it over with a tart and a pitch. Then she put the child into it and set it among the reed by the bank of the Nile. And his sister stood at a distance to find out what would happen to him.Then the daughter of a Pharaoh came down to bath at the Nile, and her maiden walking alongside the Nile, and she saw the basket among the reed, and sent her the maid, and she brought it to her. When she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the boy was crying, and she had pity on him and said, This is one of the Hebrew's children.And then he said, his sister said to the Pharaoh's daughter, Shall I go and call a nurse for you from the Hebrew woman, that she may nurse the child for you? And the Pharaoh's daughter said to her, Go ahead. And so the girl went and called the child's mother. Then Pharaoh's daughter said to her, Take this child away and nurse him for me, and I shall give you your wages.So the woman took the child and nursed him. And the child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she named him Moses, and said, Because I draw him out of the water. Now it came about in those days when Moses had grown up, that he went out to his brethren and looked on their hard labors.And he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew on one of his brothers. So he looked this way and that, and when he saw there was no one around, he struck him, the Egyptian, to hide him in the sand. And he went out the next day, and behold, two Hebrews were fighting with each other. And he said to the offender,Why are you striking your companions? And he said, Who made you a prince or a judge over us? Are you intending to kill me as you kill the Egyptian? Then Moses was afraid and said, Surely the matter has become known. When Pharaoh heard of this matter, he tried to kill Moses, but Moses fled from the presence of Pharaoh and settled in the land of Midian, and he sat down by well. So we finish by verse 15 now. Sometimes we can kind of struggle to the side of fate or effort.
有时候我们对一个人的整个的命运或者是他的这个经历的事情
Once we grown up and we learn that something, no matter how hard we try, we cannot reach up there.
有时候在我们成长的过程里面，不论我们怎么样努力，可是就没有办法能够达到我们所想要的。
Sometimes it is bitter, but we have to take it.
有时候我们还要能够接受这种的这个痛苦。
Then sometimes we think that can we overcome our fate without effort?
Without effort.
Yeah.
靠着我们自己的努力，我们能够来掌握自己的命运吗？
Sometimes the Christian life, and that's why we ask God's will.
这就是为什么我们作为一个基督徒要来寻求神的旨意。
How God designed our life and our path.
那么神如何能够带领跟指引我们的这个道路？
So is that okay? We can put everything onto the our fate.
就是说,
our just destiny as a fate. Everything just put just dumped it onto the our fate.
我们是不是能把一切都归于我们自己所谓的这个命运吗？
Or we can say, we can do everything. So we try hard and we can do everything.
我们虽然很努力去做，但是我们不是什么都能够成就。
I think our life is a kind of combination together.
那么这个生命是一种结合。
We'll look at the let's turn to Book of Acts.
我们看一下这个使徒行传。
The one Acts chapter 17.
我们看《使徒行传》第17章。
Acts chapter 17, verse from 25.
我从25节看起。
Neither is he served by human hands, as though he need anything, since he himself gives to all life and breath and all things. And he made from one every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined their appointed time and the border of their habitation, that they should seek God and eat perhaps they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and exist as ever. Some of your own poets have said, for we also are his offspring. I can finish here. When I look at here that God... give us a certain fate, which is the destiny of our life.
我们在这边看到神，那么可以说是预定了我们的这个年限和主日的疆界。We
know we cannot choose our parents.
也就是说，我们的出生是没有选择的，我们不能够来选择我们的父母。We
cannot determine our life years.
我们所存活的年限。 也自己不能够决定。
So we can see certain things that we cannot make a choice, but it is under the God's choice.
有些事情是我们自己不能够定准的，只有神才能够来定准。
But within the God's promise of his given destiny, we have to work hard.
所以在神所预定的这个我们的这将来的这个疆界。 等等，我们啊是需要不断的，还是需要不断的去努力。
So, we'll look at the Bible when God, we look at John chapter 15.
比如说我们看约翰福音书第十五章。
What Jesus said, whatever we ask, we can receive.
我们论向神祈求什么啊都可以得到。
And, this is a promise of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是主耶稣基督的应许。
And,So we understand that we are the children of God.
我们都知道我们是神的子女。
When we become a child, we become a children of God. Our destiny also is fixed also.
我们成为神的子女以后我们的未来一切也是神所这个预定的。
Our ultimate destiny is as a fixed by God as a happy ending destiny.
神所预定的这一切，当然它的结局是如此，是美好的。
Because God designed us this way to lead us within the each one is a different way of promises, limitations. As each one to get together for helping for the reach to his destinies.
We helping each other.
Yeah, each one as well. Yeah.
所以我们要彼此的那个来互相的扶持然后才完成这个。正好奔跑天国的路程。
And we look at the Moses' life.
我们看一下摩西的整个生命。
This is a time, a difficult time for the Israelites.
在这个时候是以色列人最艰苦的这个时刻。
According to the chapter 1 verse 15, we can see this time, Pharaoh, he bring up the order, then all the male, the Israelites, the baby then came out andall ordered to kill them.
我们也可以从出埃及记第一章十五节里面十六节里面看到法老王当时下令如果是希伯来人的男孩都要被杀。
Easy to accept it as a fate at that time, Moses' mother, when she having a son.
所以在那个时候摩西的母亲也同样遭遇到了这样的命运尤其是他生了一个男孩。
But we can tell from the chapter 2, Moses' mother, she tried hard to trying to save this baby.
我们在第二章里面也看到摩西的母亲想尽办法要来救自己儿子的性命。
We can see that she fighting for fate of her baby.By her effort.
所以她尽她的努力能够希望能够改变她这个孩子的命运。
I'm sure when she conceived the Moses, she prayed to God.
当然当她这个怀孕的时候也向神来祈祷。
She understood that once the baby turned to be boy, then a boy cannot be survived.
她也知道如果这是一个男孩的话就不能够存活。
So I'm sure because she prayed to God this baby to be as a daughter so that the baby can be survived.
当然我们也可以设想这个摩西的妈妈要这样的向神祈求如果是女孩的话那么生命她的性命就得以存活。
I'm sure because she already have a daughter and son.
她那时候已经有了一个这个男孩跟女孩。
So that's this time she pray hard. I'm sure that hold this the period of time until she delivered Moses. Until she delivered Moses.
我想她也是做这样的祷告，一直到摩西生了下来。
And when she having a child and find out this is the boy.
当她看到这个孩子是个男的。
I'm sure so that time she had quite disappointment.
也许他的心里感到很失望。
We're just guessing, so.
当然这是我们的一个设想而已。
Then,
猜想而已。
Then we can learn from this, sometimes we pray something that quite desperate or something that very important issue that we pray to God.
有时候当我们非常迫切地向神来祈求某一件事情的时候。
We believe that God is Almighty God.
我们相信神是全能的。
So we think that we expect that God can help us that our own, way to expectation.
我们常常是希望神照着我们想要的来成就。
We end up, we receive, later on we receive, from our prayer is, exactly the opposite side of the way that answered.
可是往往我们说神所成就的并不是我们所希望的。
Maybe at that moment we can think the very negative. Also, we can be discouraged.
我们甚至会想到负面的那一方面，也甚至感到很沮丧。
Why these things happen to me? Because I pray to you and I trust you, and then and what I expect in this way, you can help me, but the way to God is the other way.
我是如此的去求，希望这样的成就，可是神所给我的却是相反的结果。
Now from Exodus chapter 2, we find out this is the God's way also for a blessing of her son.
那么我们从第二章可以看到，这其实是神的旨意啊，那么这是神的祝福。
And so when she received the baby, and she feel when you look at the passage, when she look at the baby, is very beautiful.
所以当她生了一个儿子以后，就见他俊美。
And we can learn that when she received this is not what she expected, but she learned that it is precious because this baby is came from God.
那么虽然她生下来的这个孩子，也许不是说她所希望的。但是他看到这是神所赐给他的，这是一件非常非常宝贵的。
Now we can learn also from here, whenever we pray to God, even though the other side, opposite side of the answer, still we can receive it as a thanks to God.
虽然我们所祈求的，也许神所成就的，不是我们所期望的，但是我们还是要接受，还是要能够感谢。
And then after she have this baby,And she nursing him for about 3 months.
所以他就这个把这个孩子这个他就奶这个孩子，而且长他三个月。
I think 3 months of the baby still the voice is a very small voice, so can hide for 3 months.
那么那个时候，因为这个婴孩还很小，所以容易把它藏起来。
And then after 3 months, I cannot.Hold this baby to hide, so have to let him go. So he made the little ark.
所以但是孩子藏了三个月以后就没办法再藏在家里了，所以他就拿了一个蒲草箱。
Here also we can learn that she tried her best to trying to save this baby.
我们可以看出在这里面他尽所能来保存这个孩子的命，保住孩子的生命。
So we can know, what I can learn from here is something we know that it seems it feels like a negative, the situation given to us. But we can try do our best to reach out to the edge.
虽然我们所得到的是负面的，可是我们还是尽其所能去做。
But then we know that we cannot go over that.
但是我们能力是有限的，我们再没有办法能够突破了。
And Moses' mother, she tried her best, but 3 months it was the maximum.
就如摩西的母亲，三个月已经到了极限了，已经到了极点了。
After that, she had to let the baby go.
所以只有把孩子设法送出去。
I think at that time she was very sorrowful, and it seems quite bitter at the moment.
当然我们可以设想在那个时候他是感到非常的忧虑，感到非常的痛苦。
And sometimes God also testing us that let it go.
有时候神也借此来这个试验我们，叫我们能够放手。
Let it go also, it is the will of God.
因为这才是神的旨意。
Now after 3 months, this baby grown up, and then she made this little ark and let it go to the Nile River.
所以三个月以后这孩子长大了，不能再存了，就放在这个，不能再留在家里了，就放在这个蒲草箱里，把箱子搁在河边的这个芦苇中。
And God wants her to let it go this way so that the Pharaoh's daughter find this boy can raise him.
所以神要摩西的母亲放手，那么也才能够让这个法老的女儿找到他。
So once I look at here, that our effort and God's our effort and also the faith, the combination is very important.
所以我们的这个努力跟这跟这个命运的这个结合是很重要的。
Sometimes when we believe in God, easily can the unbalanced ways we can become like a blind faith.
有时候我们信神，可是我们却没有达到平衡，所以我们的信仰。我们的信心有时候是盲目的。
Just put everything as just God's faith, and our effort is disregarded.
可是，sometimes
we only put everything onto the faith, and onto the just we can say God's will, but we disregarded our effort.
有时候我们把一切都放在归于的命运，那么我们也忽略自己的努力。
But our effort, our try is very important.
我们的这个努力，我们所尽的人事也是很重要的。
Now we can see the good example that when Moses, God asked Moses fight against Amalekite.
就好像这个摩西
Amalekite.
跟亚玛力人的这个征战。
At that time, Joshua came out as the leader to fight against Amalekite.
好，就好像当时约书亚跟亚玛力人的征战。
At the same time, Moses, he went up to the mountain, he prayed to God.
在那个时候，摩西上到山上去祷告。
This is a both side of effort.
这是两方面的这个努力的结果。
There is the Moses prayer is very crucial.
那么摩西的祷告其实是非常的重要。
If Moses do not pray to God, then no matter how strong the Joshua and his army were well trained, no matter what, cannot defeat enemies.
如果摩西没有努力去祷告的话，不论约书亚跟以色列人他们是如此的这个善勇好战，都没有办法能够都没有办法能够战胜敌人。
But the other side, if Moses pray alone, but the rest, the Joshua and his army do not fight, and this battle cannot be the one winning battle turned to be.
反过来说，如果摩西只有凭祷告，但是约书亚跟其他以色列人却不这个努力的去这个征战，结果还是没有用。
So we can understand that there is a God's will.A man's effort put together, it accomplished the will of God.
所以尽人事跟神的旨意两个必须结合在一起。
Yes, God is a mighty God.
没有错，神是这个全能的神。
But God wants to work with us.
表示神要跟我们同工。
So I think the church work also the same thing.
所以同样的，我们做教的工作。
And we follow the will of God.
我们如果遵循神的旨意
，God have a certain design, a certain path of the church to be lead.
那么神有他带领教会的方向跟指引。
Also, the man's effort and our put our labor and our work and it's a very important part.
那么我们尽了人事，我们的努力也是同等的重要。
So the story of Moses give us.It's a simple understanding, but we continue. This understanding help us even apply in our life too.
所以摩西这件事情使我们能够学习到甚至在我们今天的日常生活里面都可以如此的来应用。
And you look at the life of Joseph.
Joseph,
yeah. Look at the life of Joseph.
我们看一下这个约瑟的生平。
When he was sold to Egypt, there's no choice but because his brother already determined to sell him, to get rid of him.
在那个时候，他的那些弟兄们已经决定要把他这个卖掉。
It seems like his destiny was fixed. It seems like by that time.
似乎他的这个未来，他的命运已经预定好了。
And he was sold to the Egypt. He turned out to be slave.
那么他到了埃及去以后，开始的时候成为这个奴隶。
No matter how hard he worked there.His status to be the slave.
不论在当时他如何的努力他的身份还是奴隶。
But he continued. He put his effort by trusting God.
可是他尽的努力，尽他的那个人事来这个依靠神。
Instead of he complained God, but he tried to do his best his life within that circumstance.
所以在这种任何的情况之下，他没有埋怨神，只是来信靠神。
So he received favor from his master. And later on, he was in the prison. Also, he received a favor from the jail guard.
所 以啊，他在这个啊，他主人家里面啊，得到这个恩待，在监狱里面也得到这个狱卒的恩待。
Now, at that time, God sending the two, one of the bread maker, the other one is a cupbearer, sending into the prison.
所以在当时后来啊，那么这个法老王啊，就把酒政和膳长也下在监里。
Now we can see at that time that Joseph he became a very good friends of them and.They can talk to them, so they can open and they talk about their dreams.
在当时约瑟跟他们都非常的友好，所以他们也把他们自己的这个梦讲给约瑟听。
And then he interpreted their dreams.
那么约瑟就替他们解梦。
And he find out the cupbearer will be survived.
那么他在他的这个解梦里面，在他的解这个说他的讲解当中，那么这个酒政会这个。官复原位。
Joseph asked the cupbearer, please remember me.
所以那么约瑟就跟这酒政讲当你得自由以后不要忘了我。
But later you go out and then you go back, you restore your position as a cupbearer. So please remember me. I'm not deserved to be here in a prison.
所以他跟酒政说当你官复原职以后那么请你记得我，因为我是冤枉的。
And we can tell us this is his effort.
这是说他，这就是他所尽的人事。
He trying to holding the last hope through him.
所以他也不放弃那么最后的这个任何的这个希望。
But God also designed this way to save him out of the prison.
可是这就不是神所要带领的方向。
And his the cupbearer's help was crucial at that time.
在那时候对他来讲，酒政的这个帮助是很重要的。
Of course, several years he forget, but later on he remembered.
可是这个酒政却把这件事情忘记了。
Because this is
一直到几年以后。
This is a direct God's providence. The timing is God's timing. It's His direct providence.
所以这个时间是神的这个的时间，也是神的旨意和带领。
But God do not disregard Joseph's effort.
神并没有忽略约瑟的努力。
So Joseph he was brought up by him, and then the moment.He at that time, so he the Pharaoh dream and he interpreted, and he became a prime minister.
一直到两年以后，法老那么做了一个梦。
And this time, when look at the Moses, when Moses' mother sent this baby in the ark to deliver it in the Nile River. At that time, the sister and she continued to follow what had happened to this ark.
所以在也就在这个时候摩西的母亲。把它放在蒲草箱里面，搁在这个河边。那时候，这个摩西的姐姐在这个远远的地方观察。
This little boy that Moses this discovered by the Pharaoh's daughter.
所以摩西就被法老的女儿被这个公主这个发现到了。
This is a God's direct providence.
这就是神直接的这个带领。
And this is God's timing right there.
也就是这是神的时间。
And then, let the servant brought this baby can see, and then, according to the scriptures, she pity on him, it says.
所以当当这个婢女把孩子带过来以后这个公主看见她了就可怜她。
So this kind of compassion out of her, it's God move her heart.
也就是神那么使他有这个怜悯的心。
It is amazing because this baby is raised by the mother for 3 months.
这是一个非常奇妙的事情。摩西被他的母亲养育了3个月。
Baby turned to be 3 months, and 3 months is that moment is get out, which is a very beautiful figure at that time, usually.
在那时候。
So baby is enough to sustain for flowing the Nile River and also beautiful at that the 3 months after taken by the mother.
那么这个孩子给母亲带了三个月以后就更加的这个俊美。
And that's in verse 6 that says she had a pity on him and said this one, the pity is a compassion because this baby is beautiful enough, attractive enough for her to give a compassion to this baby.
那么这个孩子也是这样非常的这个可爱啊，非常的可爱，所以也深深的这个吸引了这个公主，那么也对她产生怜悯的心。
It is wonderful the effort that the sister right next to the Pharaoh's daughter at that time.
啊，同样的，母亲这个摩西的姐姐也起到作用。
And this time, asked the Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call the nurse for you?"
所以摩西的姐姐就对公主说：“我去在希伯来妇人中叫一个奶妈来，好吗？”
So the Pharaoh's daughter allow her to go and find out the woman who can nurse this baby.
所以法老的女儿也同意了啊，就叫叫摩西的姐姐去找一个奶妈来。
So later, she brought her own mother to the nursing this baby.
所以摩西的姐姐就把她的那个生母叫来了啊，替公主奶孩子。
No, we can see at the beginning, when she had the baby, the boy, it is a worst case that she expect against her expectation.
所以当这个孩子生下来的时候，对摩的母，对的，对的，对摩西的母亲来讲，这是他所不愿意看到的。
But now you turn around this baby to be safe and to save by the Pharaoh's daughter.
可是这个的意想不到的是，这个孩子被这个被这个法老王的公主救起来了。
And also the baby's mother, the Moses' mother, can nursing him.
那么摩西的母亲也能接着来这养育这个孩子。
So from then on,
哺育这个孩子。
The whole situation turn around to the worst one to the best one.
所以整个情况这个可以说从逆境变成了顺境。
Now is legally this baby can be survived. Also, legally she can nurse him.
所以这个孩子现在可以真正的这个存活了。
Not only that, she can also she received the wage for the nursing her own baby.
所以她不但能够这个哺育自己的孩子，而且也得到了工匠，也得到了这工资。
This is the God's way to help the Moses and Moses' mother.
这是神的方法来这个带领这个摩西。
But from until the reach up to here.Both sides of effort is very crucial.
所以到此为止我们所看到的双方面所尽的人事说这个所尽的这个努力都是很重要的。
We can see the Moses' mother and the Miriam, the daughter's effort to save this baby.
我们首先看到摩西的母亲跟他的姐姐米利安设法要来这个保存他的这个孩子的生命。
And also God has directed the divine the providence also.
所以我们看到是神的这个指引，神的方向。
I hope that we all the Christians we can understanding of the God's providence and God's guidance.
所以我们每个基督徒都应该了解到神的预备神的带领。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
我们看一下罗马书
Romans chapter 8 from verse 26.
罗马书第八章
Romans
8 from verse 26.
And in the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit Himself interceded for us with a groaning too deep for words. And He who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He interceded for the saint according to the will of God.And that we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are calling according to His purpose. And in the passage here, we know this verse very well.
我们对这段圣经都非常的熟悉。
And verse 28 says, we know that God causes all things to work together for good.
我们都知道那么凡是互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
We cannot make a determine that the moments, so we can make a conclusion. We cannot do that.
我们对目前的情况要达到什么样的结果，或者下什么样子的定论，我们没有办法能够主张。
Maybe the moments we face very challengeable and a difficult situation we faced.
或许我们面临到一个非常具有挑战性或者是非常这个艰难的这个情况。
But we understand that these kind of circumstances, God can turn around for the good purpose for us.
可是我们知道神的这个旨意，神的带领之下，对我们来讲是会有益处的。
The thing is, we continue to love God, continue to trust in God.
只要我们能够不断的这个爱神能够继续的信靠。
Now within His love, then all the things that cause in our life that turn around to be the good purpose.
所以在神的爱里面，那么所有的任何的事情那么都会变成这个美好的结局。
We can learn from the Moses' life, the early childhood.
所以我们可以从摩西他那个早年的这个生活里面学习到如此的功课。
And also, the Moses was grown up by the mother, so she received the religious education.
摩西在自幼跟他的母亲在一起，所以也接受了非常良好的那个宗教的教育。
At that time, so he's the religious education was crucial for the let the Moses to become Moses later.
所以对这个孩子这个在信仰上面的这个培育造成他以后成为这个以色列人的领袖，做了非常好的准备。
Moses' mother understood at that time, because once after a few years of this nursing time, and then she has to give up to the Moses' daughter, Pharaoh's daughter.
摩西的母亲也知道他哺育的这个孩子是有年限的，那么孩子长大以后就要到宫里面做这个公主的儿子。
So the given period of time, I'm sure she did her best to give him the religious education.
所以在那么有限的岁月里面，那么摩西的母亲尽其所能提供孩子这个正确的这个、基本的这个宗教信仰。
We can from here we understand that we cannot let other people give a religious education for our own children.
所以同样的，我们了解不能够依赖别人给我们孩子这个宗教教育。
Religious education is truly for our parents' duty and our responsibility.
所以宗教教育是作为父母所当尽的本分跟责任。
And Moses, a mother, put her effort to let her child Moses to be the one Israelite, not the Egyptian.
所以摩西的母亲来教育自己的孩子成为一个以色列人，而不是成为埃及人。
We can see when he grown up as a young man.
所以我们可以看到，当摩西成长以后，在这个青年的时候
，We find out that Moses, his identity in his mind is Israelite, not the Egyptian.
我们看到他对自己的认知，知道自己的身份是以色列人，不是埃及人。
We know he grown up in a palace for 40 years.
他在这个宫廷里面长大，一直到成长，一直到40岁。
He received the education from the high education and good education from the in the palace.
他在宫廷里面接受到了非常良好的甚至高深的教育。
But this education is a worldly way of education.
可是这些教育是属世界的。
I'm sure that this education in the palace, he received very comfortable way and very the best way he received the education.
当然在宫廷里面他可以说是很这个惬意的来这个学习。
And also he experienced a comfortable life in a palace.
他在这个宫殿里面也过着非常舒适的生活。
But he can, at the times when he become a young man, he know how to discern what is right, what is wrong.
他们作为一个青年人，他知道什么是对的，能够分别什么是对的，什么是错的。
His life do not be deceived by the worldly way of education and the lifestyle.
所以他不为这个世界上的这个教育或者享乐所蒙蔽。
Because this is come from the religious education of his mother.
这就是他从母亲那边所受到的这个宗教教育的熏陶。
This is a hidden part, but this is most crucial part.
这个部分看起来是隐藏的，可是却是最重要的。
Later, Moses to be the Moses because her mother's dedication.
所以以后摩西能够带领以色列人成为以色列人的领袖，他自幼从母亲所受到的宗教的教育是非常非常奠定了非常良好的基础。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 11.
我们看一下希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse from 23 to 26.
希伯来书第十一章 23节。
Book of Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 23 to 26.
23节到26节。
By faith Moses when he was born was hidden for 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid of king's edict. By faith Moses when he had grown up refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter and choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasure of sin. We see here the Moses by faith, verse 24, says when he had grown up, and refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
我们看到24节，摩西这信长得大了以后，就不肯称为法老女儿之子。
I think the worldly way it's better to be called Pharaoh's daughter. The son of Pharaoh's daughter.
从属世的眼光，就属人的眼光来看，当然成为法老女儿之子啊，是很好的。
Once he called he, the other people recognize him as a son of Pharaoh's daughter, then he secures a position.
如果人这个人们他认定他是法老女儿之子，是一个王子的话，当然他的这个身份是这个是非常巩固的。
This way, his life can be comfortably live for the rest of all his life.
他可以在他的这个余生里面过着非常舒适而且享受的生活。
But he know what is the right choice for him as Israelite.
作为一个希伯来人，作为一个以色列人，他知道自己的选择是什么。
Who gave this kind of the building up the faith is by his mother.
那么这就是从他母亲那里面所建立起来的信仰。
He's telling us importance of religious education.
所以在这里面让我们学习到宗教教育的重要性。
Of course, Moses is very, he is a great leader of Israel.
没有错，摩西是以色列人伟大的领袖。
But we can see the behind because a mother's effort of religious education.
可是我们看到在这后面是他的母亲对他宗教教育的熏陶和影响。
And also when he become, when he's 40 years old, he has a desire to help his people.
所以大家40岁的时候他有一个这样的这个愿望来帮助自己的族人。
He as a young man still not well molded to be used by God at that time.
在那个时候他还没有被神塑造成为以色列人的领袖。
And such a desire end up to kill the one of the Egyptians.
他只有这样的冲动跟热情那么甚至把一个埃及人杀了。
And this is the great mistake he made it.
他犯了一个非常严重的错误。
No matter what, is killing somebody to stand God's will, this doesn't work it that way.
这杀人并不能够成就神的旨意。
So because of this mistake, he was sent to the wilderness for 40 years.
因为也就因为如此那么摩西就到了旷野里面住了40年。
But we understand the God's way of the design is 40 years of wilderness, God trained him for prepare for the future 40 years of the leading his people out of the wilderness.
所以在旷野里的这个前40年里面是神要来培训摩西使他以后成为那个以色列人的领袖能够带领他们走40年的道路。
Even the Moses, he made a mistake, but God used this mistake and trained him to use for him for the later purpose.
所以虽然摩西犯了这样的错误可是神继续的来锻炼他训练他成为日后的领袖。
So in there, we can see the God's providence.
所以我们可以看到神的带领。
And also because Moses has also the right, desire within his heart.
那么摩西的心里面在他的心内有一个非常正确的这个愿望。
And also we can see that from the life of Moses, and we can understand that we can maybe think about some different ways.
我们如果来看一下摩西的生平 也许有一些不同的看法。
If Moses grown up as a Pharaoh's daughter and to become a Pharaoh later, so he holding the power and become a king of the nations.
也许如果这摩西继续留在宫中将来有一天他也可能继承这法老的王位。
Human's way of thinking, this is the best way to lead his people out of Egypt.
或许会有人这么想 这可能是最好的方法，能够带领以色列人啊离开这个埃及，靠着他这个做王的这个权势。
Once he become a king of the nation, then he has his holding all the power.
可是当一个人那么那么作为国家的领导人，拥有这个皇权以后
，Once he ordered to people and his people let Israelites let them out of this country, go back to their country.
如果他下令让以色列人回到自己的这个故乡去。
But God's way is a different way to design that they let Moses to be the leader of Israel.
可是神的这个旨意，神的带领却不是如此，是要摩西来带领，亲自来带领以色列人。
Many times we understand because our human way of a man's rationalization and God's way is different.
我们往往发现到人的想法，人的这个意愿跟神的旨意却是不同的。
So every time when we look at our path of our life, we have to always expect God's way is different than my way.
所以我们看我们自己的这个整个生命的道路，我们要能够了解神的方法，神的这个旨意跟我的想法是不同的。
Let's turn to look at the one verse Isaiah chapter 55.
我们看一下以赛亚书
Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8 and 9.
第55章以赛亚书55章第8节和第9节。
Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8 and 9.
以赛亚书第55章8节及9节。
For my thoughts are not your thought, neither are your way my ways, declare the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth,So are my ways higher than your ways.
第八节，主说：“我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。”
Because the Moses when he became a nobody later, and when he was 80 years old.
所以当摩西在八十岁的时候
，And God called him back, and then he.Let him lead his people out of Egypt.
那么神呼召他，要他带领以色列人离开埃及。
At that time, so none of the people actually recognize he's a powerful man. He's as a the, nobody recognizes.
在那个时候，没有人会想到他是一个那么有权的，是一个有权力的人。
Because he became a nobody.
因为他已经不具有任何的这个社会的身份和地位了。
So、God can work with him.
也就在这种情况之下
that,
神能够跟他同工
When he performed the God's miracle The tenth plague upon the Egyptian
那么也正因为如此他能够向埃及人行十大的这个灾殃
Everybody knows that this is this kind of a This miracle and wonder It's not came from him But it came from God
那么人们也能够了解到这样的能力不是从摩西来的而是从神直接来的
This is the God's way to lead his people
这是神带领人的方法和道路
God used Moses just as an instrument
神只是把摩西当成一个工具当成一个器皿来用
It's not because of God because of Moses' power and by his authority bring these people outBut God's way and God's authority.
这不是由于摩西的能力或者权力来达成这样的事情。
Only the Moses served as instrument of God.
只是摩西很谦卑的作为一个神的器皿被神来利用。
All this we can learn that everything, so we can see that we can see the whole picture from beginning of his life to until to the end, we can see the God's provisions.
我们可以从这里看到从摩西的一生从开始到结束都是神的指引 神的领导
There's a man's effort is important
当然人事是很重要的
And also the Moses' motivation his commitment was also important
当然摩西的他的这个动机他所做的这个他所许的愿当然也是很重要的
And also God's timing is wonderful to the right timingAnd to save him, to guide him, and educate him, to lead him.
所以神的这个用的最好的时间来这个来训练他，来带领他，来指引他。
But end up all together for to fulfill the God's will.
那么把这些通通集合在一起，来完成了神的旨意。
So this morning we thought about the God's providence through the Moses' life.
所以今天早上我们来学习到神的指引、神的带领跟神的预备。
Now singing 467.
我们唱诗467首。
that our life to continue trusting God.
我们要继续不断的来信赖神。
Since all the brothers and sisters, we are the children of God.
我们都是神的选民。
There is a God's providence, each one of us, our path of our life.
神带领我们每一个人的一生的脚步。
Do not be discouraged because we are now at this moment have a lot of difficulty and trials.
我们在这个时候如果碰见很多的试炼的或者是艰难的时候，我们不要因此受到不应该，我们不要沮丧。
The most important that within the circumstance, within the situation, we try to our best.
所以不论在什么情况之下，我们要努力尽人事。
God truly help us our path.
那么神会带领我们的脚步。
All the things now this may be difficult, they turn around to come back to us a great benefit for us if we love God.
那么这些事情所以那么凡事互相效力。对二十人有益处。
Our focus is to continue to strive hard our Christian life, our prayer, seeking the God's will.
在基督徒的生命里面，我们要不断的努力，不断的来追求神的旨意。
Surely God's guidance and God's love and care will be with you continually if we have followed this way to persuade our life.
我们如果顺着照着神的旨意去行的话，那么神的爱、神的祝福也就会不断与我们同在。
Let's all kneel down, pray.
让我们同心合意跪下祷告。